invite you to our meeting today.
Today is Wednesday, December 21st. I'll do a roll call.
Rob Taylor.
Mike Warner.
Sean Crane is excused. Lori May.
Stella Hill.
And Robert Anderson is by phone. Okay, thank you. Rob, will you give us our invocation?
Yes. Our Father in heaven, we're glad that we can meet in this council meeting this day. Please to be our King and Master. We thank you for the freedom to enjoy and help us that we might preserve this freedom. We ask that the best of things we say and do here today be appropriate and make decisions that's in the best interest of the people today and those in the future. We say these things in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay. There are so many people here in the public forum. Does anybody want to speak? Okay. I guess that's a no. All right.
I would, just because. So
public.
Can I speak on that? Am I the public? Do I need to go down there?
I'm just kidding. So.
just for information, I have a friend on Manti City Council, and she went to the county commissioner meeting yesterday on the police officers, and that they needed, I guess it was for a raise for the county officers. Mm-hmm. And she said it was standing room only, and it was a pretty hot and heavy meeting. Mm-hmm.
Sure.
So anyway.
Well, sorry. I
don't know what they decided because she left. She says, I left before it was over.
Well, I would imagine because, and my understanding is the prison's going to do another increase.
Yeah.
People are going to be leaving county as like hotcakes
because the
wages just aren't going to match up. So I'm not sure if there's a.
And that's what we're trying to do. Commissioners.
Yes. So anyway, and then I said, well, how much do commissioners make anyway? They make a lot of money.
How much?
You gonna run?
No. She said they make $30,000 or $40,000. Is that right?
Wow, I didn't know that.
I said,
if I'm gonna
raise, if that's the case.
Well,
life.
They could be wrong.
Depends on your life,
it
would be worth it.
That's true.
No, I don't want to do that.
That's true.
Anyway, that's all I have to say.
All right. Cool. Good to know. All right, minutes, December 7th. I didn't see any errors.
Yeah, I looked them over and I felt like they were good.
Okay.
Stella found one thing, but I fixed it. So.
Okay, so it's fixed. All right.
Actually, there was one other thing.
Oh.
Because I didn't think that I did this. Right here. On the review of the test well project status, where it says Councilor Hill noted that the funds committed. I don't know if I said that.
Which page?
Page 2, the bottom paragraph.
Okay.
It's not a big deal. I might have said it, but I don't know.
I actually think Mayor Nay said it.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, I just can't see myself saying that.
I did probably say that. Your water is?
Right there on the last paragraph, on the first line.
Noted the funds committed.
Yeah,
that would have been
close. Okay.
Would that change? We females all sound alike, you know?
I don't think I know enough to say that.
Since we're related in love.
I looked it up.
Oh, that is so funny. Anyway, okay.
I'll make a motion that we approve the City Council work meeting minutes for Wednesday, December 7th, 2022, with that one change being changed to Mayor Nay noted that the funds committed were more for exploring and finding where the water is.
All right, we have a motion by Councilman Warner. Do we have a second?
Second
by Councilman Hill. I'll Taylor.
Oh, I'm in attendance. Is it okay to vote?
Yes.
You need to vote?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yes.
Warner?
Yes.
Hill?
Yes.
And Anderson's not on the phone yet, is he? Okay. All right, so it stands at 3-0. All right, let's move on to bills for period ending December 16th.
Oh, do we need to do the work meeting as well?
I think he said that.
I did the work meeting.
Oh, did we do the work meeting?
We need to approve the City Council meeting separate.
You did both, right?
I'm fine approved. I'm fine with the motion on both.
Sorry, you did the work. I said that backwards. You have two different minutes on there.
Okay.
Did you find a pen that works?
I guess we can just let the record show that I meant to make the motion on both.
Okay. We'll do the same.
That'll work for me.
All right, so did we clarify that then it was for both?
Yep.
All right, so that's taken care of. Thank you. Let's move on to bills. $1 million?
Right.
That's like more than half that, which is a well.
It is.
And you're going down deeper. Did they get deeper away? They were trying to get things thawed out, and I'm not sure if they did get down to that they wanted to yet.
Any other questions?
I don't think so.
I just have a question, and maybe just because we're where we are in the month, I can't see any power or anything to the pool.
To what?
To the pool.
There was.
Was that the last?
Did I miss it?
It was.
Maybe it was the last one.
It probably was. We get two different bills from Rocky Mountain Power.
Okay. That's all. Well, I actually have one more comment. Tom's not here. From a lady who was complaining about the water at the pool was too cold. And it was just a message on my phone. Or I would have said, when it's 4 degrees outside, it's hard to keep the pool warm enough that you want it, but maybe.
Well, I spoke to Jeremy about some of the complaints, and there's a balance that, and maybe you know better than I do, but there's some kind of a balance they have to keep. And
for the swim team?
Well, I mean, as far as pH levels and all that stuff goes, and I think Jeremy is basically getting it heated to where it basically meets that guideline and can't heat it any further, from what I understand.
He hasn't talked to me about the pH aspect of it, but I know that there are conflicts between the desires of the users. I would say those that are a little older in years that are there for the warm classes, they want to be warm, that the swim team and the others that are using it for more strenuous aerobic exercise, they need it colder to prevent cramping.
Yeah.
And the swim team, when they swim, it has to be within a certain threshold as far as their temperatures.
So, and I know we know 80 degrees in the summer and 80 degrees in the winter, it just feels different, you know. Somebody had suggested something, actually it was Dallas Overley was talking to me yesterday about it, and obviously it would be a major project, but he wondered how much use the kiddie pool gets, and if you made that chest deep pool for aerobics, it would be less water to heat, you could maybe keep it warmer for that purpose. If you don't get a lot of use as a kid, I mean, like I said, you're talking a major project, but
I want to take my grandkids to the kiddie pool.
Yeah, and I didn't know for sure. I just thought, well, something I'd mention.
Yeah, my great grandchildren. I'm going to be a great grandmother.
All right. So do we have a motion to approve the bills? Is there no further discussion?
I'll make a motion. We pay the bills.
All right. We have a motion by Councilman Wander. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second by Councilman Taylor. Taylor.
Yes.
Water.
Yes.
Hill.
Yes.
Thank you. Passes. All right, let's move on to ordinances regarding anti-displacement policy for federally funded projects. Resolution 2022-14. Can you tell us a little bit about that, Dennis?
So with the application for the CDBG funds, one of the requirements is that we're supposed to have on file at the state CDBG office this anti, or not this one, but a anti-displacement policy. Basically, they want to make sure that if we're doing a project with federal dollars,
we're not displacing.
And we're displacing, potentially displacing somebody, or causing a situation where they have to be out of their home for a time, that we're going to limit that impact as much as possible. And if we can't, that we'll help resolve the issue of helping find other suitable housing for individuals. And so
So this is just something we have to have on the books for federal funding.
They had some suggested language I softened it, so it gives us a little more flexibility. So the onus isn't necessarily directly on the city, but if the developer that's using those funds is going to be in a situation that the city will make sure the developer's providing that assistance or possibly.
So does this apply to the apartments?
If we're using federal dollars to do something around the apartments, yes.
We're doing, okay.
All right. Any further discussion? Questions?
I'll make a motion to approve Resolution 2022-14.
All right, we have a motion by Councilman Taylor. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second by Councilman Wanner. Taylor?
Yes.
Wanner?
Yes.
Hill?
Yes.
Okay. Annual schedule of meetings. The 4th, the 18th, the 1st, the 15th, and so be it. And they're always on the Wednesdays, right?
Yes.
Does that work for everybody? 1st and 3rd, or we?
1st and 3rd, yes.
Okay.
Are we good with that?
I'll make the motion that we adopt that the resolution for 2023 City Council annual schedule meetings.
All right, we have a motion by Councilwoman Hill. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second by Councilman Wanner. Taylor?
Yeah.
Wanner?
Yes.
Hill? Wait, wouldn't it be nice if there's a gym like this?
I'm trying to decide where this house is.
All right. Employment agreement for city public utility superintendent. Occupation license for True Health Drage at 110 East, 100 South.
Just a cosmetic.
Is this your street?
This is just, what's the business?
So she has some kind of a tool that exposes, it's generally used for facial dermatology stuff. It produces a type of a charge that reduces wrinkles, basically. But it's not invasive, and she said it takes 1 to 2 hours per customer. It's only in the evening time, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday she proposed some times. The planning commission reviewed it and didn't see any concerns with it. There is a requirement in the city code that any clients have to use the person's front door. Mm-hmm. She'd shown in her diagram that they'd be going through the back door, so that was the one change that by the city code should happen to the operations. But other than that, the planning commission for the positive recommendation to me for approval.
Okay. Can somebody tell me what block this is? I mean, I've got the address, but where is that?
I think it's George Lund's block.
It's the Charles Lund's property that he sure lived in the beginning.
Oh, the corner with the big garage.
Yeah, so that
number his name.
Trinka Drage is one that owns it now, right?
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I was going to say, it's just 2 blocks to the north of me, basically.
Okay. All right. I don't see any problem with it.
I'll make a motion that we approve the new business license for home-based specialty cosmetics at 110 East, 100 South.
All right, I have a motion by Councilman Wanner, but do I have a second?
I'll second that.
Second by Councilman Hill. Taylor?
Yes.
Wanner?
Yes.
Hill?
Yes.
Thank you, that passes. All right, to talk about the employment agreement, if there's any major discussion, I'd like to go in the executive session about it for it. In fact, we need to talk about performance or individual matters. Someone would like to make that motion, or if we're ready to approve it as is, then we don't need to do that. But if we need to discuss it, I suggest we go into executive session.
I thought Dennis said last time we had to discuss this in the meeting.
If
you want to talk about his competence, professionalism, and those things, that's, you can do that in executive session.
But as far as the salary and everything, it has to be in?
Salary is a budget matter, and it's not in the discussion.
So I guess it depends on you and what kind of discussion you want to have.
I'd say we go on to the session, so we understand where you're coming from.
Okay, I think that's the best way to handle it, all right.
I'll make the motion that we move into closed session.
All right, we have a motion by Councilwoman Hill, do we have a second?
Second.
Second by Councilman Taylor. Taylor?
Yes.
Warner?
Yes.
Hill?
Yes.
All right, we're in closed session.
Okay.